Harun had already told him, "O my people, this is but a test for you, for verily your Rabb is the Rahman. So follow me and do as I command you." They had replied, "We will not abandon its worship until Musa's return." Then Musa addressed Harun, "O Harun, what prevented you from following me when you saw them going astray? Why did you disobey me?" Harun replied, "O son of my mother, do not seize me by my beard nor pull the hair of my head. In fact, I was afraid lest you might say you have caused a division through civil war among the children of Israel and did not respect what I said to keep peace." Then Musa addressed As-Samiri, "Now what you have to say about this, O Samiri?" He replied, "I saw what they did not see. So I took a handful of dust from the footprint of the Rasul and threw it into the casting of the calf. Thus did thy soul prompt me." Musa cursed him, "Get out of here. Now, throughout your life, you will say to other people, 'Touch me not,' and you will not escape your appointed doom. Behold this God to whom you had become a devoted worshipper. We will burn it and scatter its ashes into the sea." Then he addressed his people, "O my people, your only God is Allah, other than whom there is no God. His knowledge encompasses everything. Thus do we relate to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some information of the past events, and indeed we have sent you this reminder, the Quran, from our own self. Those who reject it shall bear a heavy burden on the day of resurrection. Forever shall they bear it, and it will be indeed a very evil burden to bear on the day of resurrection. The day when the trumpet will be blown, and we shall assemble all the criminals, their eyes will turn blue with terror. They shall murmur among themselves, 'You hardly live 10 days on earth.' We know fully well what they will say. The most careful estimator among them will say, 'No, you stayed no longer than a day.'"